Josh Shara, welcome back to Patriots with Grit, my friend. You're calling in from the great state of Wisconsin. You had we had the great pleasure of having you on as a guest several months ago, and unfortunately you talked about the medical murder of your daughter Grace in the hospital system in the great state of Wisconsin. Happened during all the COVID con. Talk to our viewers, listeners, give them a little backstory on what exactly happened and what's transpired since you've been on our show in the last few months.
Well, I like that term, COVID con. I have not heard that. I've heard, you know, of course, you heard plandemic, I've heard scamdemic, but COVID con, I really like that. Good job. Is that your own word?
Oh, yeah, that's my own word. At least it is today. I mean, I came up with it, so it is now.
Well, wait a minute. So, I think he's embarrassed because his ears were red.
Yeah. I'll clear COVID con. So,
yeah, I like that. Yeah, I mean, it certainly is. It was a psyop. And, you know, it's just one of many that I've learned about now that I'm awake. I was not awake before I learned Grace was murdered. So, you know, we're coming up on the 2-year anniversary. October 13th of 2021 was Grace's last day on earth and her first day in heaven, which is a wonderful blessing. So what happened is that, you know, she was murdered in the hospital, and I'm telling that story boldly. You know, at the beginning, I had no idea. I knew she's dead, of course, but then you realize she's killed, and then through a series of events and study, and I had about 500 hours of research, and I realized, oh my gosh, she was murdered. And what they did specifically to Grace is they gave her a med combination that none of us could have survived. They gave her Presidex, lorazepam and morphine in a 29-minute window. And in addition to that med combination, the doctor had put an illegal do not resuscitate order on her chart. So when it came time to revive Grace, they refused. The medical staff, 100% of them, stood outside the hallway with an armed guard present and would not come in the room to revive Grace to save her because they had already written her death certificate out. Not that's figurative, but they had already decided that October 13th was going to be her last day. Why? My speculation is because my wife and I would not agree to the pre-authorization to put Grace on a ventilator. And Grace never needed a ventilator, but that is a financial temptation to the tune of $300,000 that once the hospital realized we're not going to do a ventilator, it was more to their benefit to take Grace out that day so they could get a higher paying patient in the bed. And Grace's story, you know, first you realize, oh my gosh, this is a one of, but now because I've become a full-time advocate and researcher, I see that Grace's story and the lawsuit represent 1.2 million Americans who died of medical murder during this 39-month COVID con that you call it. So since we were on last time, I don't remember exactly we were on last time, but a lot has happened. I mean, the lawsuit happened, so that's a big deal. And then I just started a series called Medical Murder is the Number One Cause of Death in the United States by Design. And I'm adding by design and emphasizing by design because this is intentional. This has been going on for decades. COVID exposed it, if you had ears to hear and eyes to see. And, you know, I did, and praise God that he gave me a heart that wants the truth. And when I started to research, it became an obvious obligation to share the research with anybody who will listen. So that's the short version of what's happened, and we can drill down whatever you guys want next.
Well, Scott, talk to us a little bit about, I was reading your press release before our show today. Talk to us a little bit about how hospitals today are run like hedge funds.
Well, first, people have to realize that ultimately hospitals submit to things called standards of care. All right, so that sounds good. And this wordsmithing that our government does is it's fairly common. Look at what the Patriot Act means sometime when you have a chance. You know, it's a joke. You know, I call it all Bohica. Have you ever heard of Bohica before?
I have not heard of Bohica. I mean, you had not heard of okay. COVID-Con, so share Bohica with us.
Okay, well, you're going to love this. You guys are sitting down, so you'll love this. I learned about Bohica, oh my gosh, 40 years ago now, I suppose, maybe 35, 40 years ago. And when I heard, I thought, oh, and now when I realize that this applies to all these government acronyms, you know, the CARES program, right? Yeah, right. They really care, right? So Bohica stands for Bend Over, Here It Comes Again.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now, Scott, I think I'm going to have to steal that as a shirt. And I don't know if I'm going to even give you credit for it or not, but I might. It depends on how benevolent I'm feeling. Oh, but Bohica, and bend over, here it comes again. I like that, Randy. What do you think?
That's good.
That's better than COVID-Con, I will say, Scott.
Yeah. Well, remember what I told you guys off camera? I'm still giving my humor away for no charge. But yeah, so hey, you don't have to give it.
I wish we had have board, to give me credit. I wish we had our board set up because we do have the.
We got to get a new producer in here to run the board because Randy can't be on the interview and run the board and run the slides and everything. But
so what's going on in the standard of care model? Actually, why don't I show it as a screen share, because this really is important. Let me just find the slide here. This is a very special slide that I put together just for this.
Well, while you're looking for that, let me do a filler question here. The one thing that when you talk about, you know, the monetary incentive, we all know about that, but I'm really thinking, digging down a little deeper, you've got the hospital with the incentive, you've got them with the protocol. How is a doctor influenced to just follow the protocol just to protect his job, even though he knows he's killing somebody?
Well, it's worse than that. So I can't do two things at the same time.
We'll just say talk about Bohica right
now. Okay, so what's going on at the doctor level is a couple of different things. So, of course, you know, to protect their job, and I have an anecdotal story that I'll share with you. So we had a nurse who called a reporter after I started exposing that Grace had an illegal DNR. She called the reporter who wrote the story because she happened to be a neighbor and said, that man is lying. And about 3 months ago, that same lady called the reporter and said, he's not lying. And the reason I know that is because my own dad had an illegal DNR put on him, and I'm a nurse in the hospital and I'm his power of attorney. So I asked the reporter, do you think you can broker a phone call with me and that nurse? And she did. And so I got the nurse on the phone call and I said, you know, now that you understand that this is really happening, will you come on programs with me to expose this? We're trying to save people's lives. And she said, I can't do that. I'm 66 years old and I'm a year away from retirement.
Unbelievable.
So that is, you know, so certainly some of the medical professionals are into that trap. Some of them are, I wouldn't call anybody an innocent participant, but under the banality of evil concept, they've been programmed. And I'll give you an example. About a month ago, my wife and I were at an event, and it just so happened, as God orchestrated it, Grace's original pediatrician was sitting behind us. So we started chatting with him, and you know, we have a massive billboard campaign here locally. And yet he said, I've seen the billboards. I didn't even know that was Grace. Well, he never even, you know, we're calling out the hospital. You would think as a medical professional, wouldn't you just look it up on the website and see what's going on? So then we explained, you know, this is our Grace, the Grace you knew. And so then he said to us, well, when did she die? And we said, October of 21. And he said, wasn't there some antiviral available then? Something like Remdesivir something? So I asked him, I said, how awake are you relative to what happened with COVID? And he said, well, I get my information from three of the nurses at Appleton Medical Center. I thought, oh my gosh, this is the blind leading the blind. So, you know, they really have no concept of what's going on. So they are programmed to follow these protocols, these standards of care. And these things have been around for a long time. And that's what this document I have up on the screen is. So this is how the hospitals become hedge funds, is that the government incentivizes these hospitals, which now with COVID, they did it directly, but they incentivize hospitals to follow the agenda to reduce the population. This has been going on for decades. And I'll show you what I'm talking about in this
book. So does the hospital know that that's the end game, is they're being used to control the population? I mean, is that what they're told, or they're just going to get the money?
Yeah, that's a great question. I wish I could see that smoking gun. I have found a lot of smoking guns in this campaign. I found Section 1553 in Obamacare is a smoking gun. I found the document that was written in July of 2011 that shows the agenda to take out Down syndrome people by the medical establishment. But you know, our government is exceedingly good at hiding this from the public. And, you know, so one way they do that is they have an orchestrated propaganda campaign to point fingers at other countries. So they'll point fingers at the medical assistance and dying program in Canada, yet we're the ones who started the whole process. Obamacare Section 1553 documents medical assistance and dying. So, I mean, we're always the instigator. We're the instigator with eugenics. Wow. You know, and, you know, but we point the finger at Hitler. Well, Hitler took our technology and advanced it. And then we sneak back 1600 of the best German scientists who advanced the eugenics philosophy. And we sneak them back into the country so that we can get it even further. So we are the country that is behind this whole agenda. And so, I doubt if the hospitals realize that there's an agenda to kill people. But, you know, I've seen already hospitals. You just process this. So when I'm making the claim medical murder is the number one cause of death by design, the hospitals are scored. And part of the scoring mechanism is how many people are dying under your watch in the hospital. So you'll see that what hospitals do then, and the patient oftentimes stays in the same bed or at least in the same hospital, they'll switch that patient to hospice care so that their death doesn't count against their hospital numbers. So, wow. You know, this is all in the United States. This is not a joke. I mean, I've become a full-time researcher and activist, and, you know, now I've got, 2,500 or so hours in research. And that's why I put together this series. I thought, you know, my head is exploding. I want to put this all in one spot so that people can have it and, you know, can be part of what is a resource source for people in the future.
You can find the full episode on rumble.com at our Patriots with Grit channel.